It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, back in business, back in town. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not on any, as they say, downtown long ting this evening. Straight to it, ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure, Andre, to introduce to you the now famous words, dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on up. What are you saying, son?
Scared of my man. We're there. You caught me off guard here this evening. But I think it is. So the planes are going across. Yeah, you caught me off guard this evening. But it's definitely warranted. Tomorrow night is a fantastic evening ahead of us. Turkey Al Sheikh, His Excellency, has done it again. Putting on a magnificent card, and we're ready for it. But I think tonight, the first question I'm going to ask you, Odin, did you say come on up?
Yeah.
I never heard it. That's my brain ain't even functioning on a Thursday night. I'm usually working. But the first question I'm going, or as your people with the Barbadian people say, question.
Question. Tundi's a racist. My people.
Your people.
I'm not.
No, because my best friend who I grew up with, Patrick, he's from Barbados. And his mum always used to say, yeah, what is the question? Question. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, who picked this fight for Anthony Joshua? Bro, because I'm telling you, bro. I've been looking at, because this fight is the breakdown fight. I was like, bro, I need to go and study this Ngannou geezer properly, and obviously go and study Anthony Joshua. And I said, and I think I even tweeted it. I have to ask you this question: who picked this fight for Anthony Joshua?
Do you know what? Johnny Nelson got a lot of stick when man was calling Johnny a hater on Anthony Joshua because Johnny, yeah, exactly. Johnny said, I wouldn't have picked this fight. And Eddie Hearn referred to him as a hater. Bobby Wright, thank you so much for the $4.99. Looking forward to this show. Notebook and pen. Ready, and they have to be ready. But you know what? You know when we talk, there's bare man that's going to be trying to drop down our things and they'll be quoting us tomorrow. They won't be quoting us, they'll be quoting our quotes tomorrow, but they won't say they got it from us.
Yeah, I know that. I know what you're talking about there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, come on. Right, anyway, but Chun, so Johnny Nelson said, I'm not hating, and he stuck it on Eddie Hearn today and said to Eddie, like, I'm not hating. He said, Frank, would you have picked this fight for Anthony Joshua? To which Frank Warren replied, no, I wouldn't have picked this fight for him.
Bro, this fight is a dangerous fight. I'm just right. telling you the honest truth. Right. This is a dangerous fight, Spencer.
Of course it is. You know? So he turned around. Frank Warren said, I wouldn't take it. And then Eddie Hearn kind of backtracked a little piece because Eddie was saying, no, I didn't say that he was hating. I didn't say that he was hating. But yeah, Johnny's just on one now. Johnny Nelson, he don't business now. It's like my must have said, like, you're near retirement age now. So Johnny said, I don't business. Any man that I'm just sticking on you now. So fair play to Johnny Nelson.
All right. Let me just pick up the people in the chat. First Man in the Dance, AAV Develops, O-Type Motley's M Sports. Metzel Ozil, he's with us. Come on, O-Type Dean Campbell, E. Francis, Daniel J. Boateng, Andre Bukenya, Philip Ansa, Alfie Black, the one and only. Come on, O-Type Bobby Wright, JK, Better Life, Nathan Bailey, Guzzy, Envisage 3EE. Miss Red Rose Shidea, come on, O-Type D Stretch 81, King Reds 109, you know the set. O-Type John, the list goes on and on. SO, Nathan Bailey, we can keep going on, but yeah. So, I mean, my understanding of this is, other than the fact that it's for money, we know that it's a good payday for AJ, but I feel AJ is at the stage of his career whereby it's more about legacy and how he's going to fulfill his dream of becoming the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And I feel that this is his route. This is his route to doing it. It's just that it's very, very dangerous. This is a very dangerous fight. Maybe one that he didn't really need to take. Maybe. But I guess, Spence, if you look at it, with this new belt that Turki Al-Sheikh has created,
What new belt? The undisputed belt.
It's the undisputed belt.
Listen.
That's his belt. It's his belt. And he said that the winner of this fight is in line to fight the winner of Usyk versus Fury.
Yep. Thank you very much. Beach, I'm sorry to cut you. I'm not neglecting. When that Snapchat money comes, we have to talk it straight. To build up the energy. Thank you very much, G Chains. Even all in Ganu weighed in 2 stone heavier today than he did for the Fury fight. Interesting. You know what I mean? Interesting.
Do you see it as an advantage or a disadvantage, Spencer?
I see it as an advantage for him. Because the reason why I see it as an advantage for him is because he's a big guy anyway, right? He's a big guy. And I think maybe it's a psychological thing where he's thinking, I'm going to come in bigger to put a little bit of apprehension and doubt in the head or in the mind of Anthony Joshua and the rest of these people. Because it's not like, he's 2 stone heavier than this fight for the Tyson Fury fight. Like, he's a fat 2 stone heavier. Right? If he'd have come in 2 stone, if he'd have came in like heavier, like how Andy Ruiz came in when he fought, where Andy Ruiz fought Anthony Joshua, then it's totally different. But this man's coming that kind of heavy, right? So you can see what he's trying to work at. Like, he's going to come in to try to rough up and wrestle up Anthony Joshua. And when Andy Joshua's trying to hold him and tie up his hands and all, that's what he's trying to do.
All right. So let's start with what you believe are the keys for... Let's start with AJ, because he's our man that really... this is a fight. You know, this is a fight you can't really say our man, because...
He is our man.
You want both guys to win. I want both guys to win. Unfortunately, only one guy could win.
So, I'm going to be real with you. Wait.
Only one guy could win. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, I'm backing AJ. I'm rolling with AJ.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah. Cool. So. But what would you say are the keys for Anthony Joshua in winning this fight, Spencer? Are there any particular punches which we as fans should be looking out for tomorrow night?
Yes, I would say for Anthony Joshua, not for us as fans, but I would say on the reals, Anthony Joshua needs to greatly administer his jab, right? Because he's still a taller man. He needs to administer the jab, and it's going to be the double jab or the postman's, not a postman's knock jab. That's what's going to be. I believe that's what it's going to be. Yep. Tony, big up yourself, pugilist boy. Will the extra weight make him gas out early? I know that Francis Ngannou is coming to try and knock out Anthony Joshua. He's not trying to. When you see a man coming like that, you know.
He's not trying to go the distance, bro.
No, he's not. He's a knockout, man. Let's just call it as it is, right? That's what he's looking to do. And I'm saying the jab is going to be the key thing for Anthony Joshua, right?
Okay.
Because this is a boxing match. So what Anthony Joshua needs to do is to be reliant on the thing that brought him to an Olympic gold medal, that brought him a British title, that brought him a Commonwealth title, that brought him a unified heavyweight championship. That's what he needs to be reliant on. It's not no bad boy thing here. Because if he tries to end up in the bad boy thing, it could go horribly wrong. But the jab is going to be the key for Anthony Joshua. And any movement that he sees Francis Ngannou make, he's got to throw the jab and then throw the double jab. You know what I mean? Funnily enough, Tundi, about 15 minutes ago, I spoke to Roy Jones, you know what I mean? The legend himself. And he thinks that this is going to be actually an easy fight for Anthony Joshua because of his professional boxing know-how and prowess. And what I'm saying is this is the first time when Anthony Joshua has been in a big fight, Tun, yeah? Where he's the guy with a greater experience.
And he's coming off of activity as well, which I feel will play a major part for Anthony Joshua. You know, already had three fights. This is going to be his full fight in as much as 12 months, I believe. So I think activity is going to play a part. You know, he's been that activity and that confidence that's been built over these last 12 months definitely. Will help Anthony Joshua guide into this fight. So now that you've said that the jab is the key, I can hear some echo, Spence. Have you got a phone on or something?
No. I ain't got no phone on anything. Is it still echoing?
I can hear my voice. Echoing? Anyway, So now that you say that you feel the jab is the key, I don't know where this echo is coming from. So do you feel AJ should engage at any point of this fight?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you why, right? AJ's susceptibility to left hooks has been noted right throughout his career. Dylan White had him over with a left hook. I know Tundi's been studying because when I see that little juju hand start wiggle, right? So saying when AJ needs to have the air muffs, he needs to be on the phone, right? Yeah. He needs to be on the phone in this fight, Tundi. Don't be doing no hands free because it ain't gonna work. Don't be doing no Bluetooth business or listening to the AirPods. No. You want to be on the phone in this one, right? And furthermore, no wireless business neither. You want to have them old time cordless phones where you have to dial it like that. That's what you want to have. You want to have this right hand locked here because we saw the shot that floored Tyson Fury, and my man didn't even put no body into that shot turn. Right? So AJ's shown susceptibility to left hooks. So therefore, I would say to Anthony Joshua to have this here and don't hook with a hooker. But I think the body attack, when he's on the inside, you say, can he go on the inside with him? I think he can go on the inside. But it's got to be quick spurts and not stay there because you can't move that object. You know what I mean? And what Anthony Joshua needs to do is try and do the artful butchery thing because we've seen in his fights with Francis, Franklin. We saw him with Hellenius and then we saw him with Otto Walling. And we have seen improvements in Anthony Joshua. And I don't think when people say, oh, it's the Anthony Joshua of old, I don't think we're ever going to get the Anthony Joshua of old now. But I think right now we're going to get an experienced Anthony Joshua. And he has to go double jab. And he has to go faint because I think Ngannou's arms are slightly longer than Joshua's, but he's still the shorter man. Mm. Right? So I believe that Anthony Joshua needs to box him too. Don't creep down, because you saw in the Otto Wallin fight, Ante was down at a small stance, like to generate the power, like, all right, I'm planting my feet here. You can't do that with my guy, because my guy, we saw, if a man can take a full elbow from Tyson Fury, who's 6'9", and you know the law of physics and trajectory, when you're going down low, it hurts. Yeah, I hear this little bishop. Yeah. That's cool.
I can't even block him. That's the thing, because he's a 419er. He'll be back in 10 minutes, 2 minutes.
Nah, it's all right. It's cool. I don't business, right? But I'm saying that, for me, is the key. And also a lot of feints, right? Because when you watch with Ngannou, he does this with his hands, Tony. He does that and he dips. He does that and he dips. Right, so he's dipping over. So if he can, Anthony Joshua can trick the jab to make him faint and let him faint onto the right hand, he could wobble him up. And yes, I know he's a tough man, but you don't know. You get clapped properly.
Is there any footage of Francis Ngannou being wobbled or put on a canvas other than a takedown?
Never. You know, Tundi, I know you're doing studying. There hasn't been. Man's kicked him in his head and he's taking like it's nothing. This is one tough back, man. Seriously.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Spence, I'm going to tell you for real. Andrew Joshua, I'm just keeping it real. AJ, please, my brother, don't exchange with this guy. Do not exchange with this guy. And even, I mean, listen, just at a brief look of... you know, the times AJ's been wobbled or hurt. Yes, it's a left hook. But if you look and study the Povetkin fight, he was getting through with an uppercut very easy and a left hook after the uppercut. Now, after my brief analysis of Francis Ngannou, it's not just the hook you want to worry about. It's the left uppercut. It's the right uppercut. The left uppercut is even more powerful than the right uppercut. So I'm warning man from now, stay away from the inside work. And AJ has to be so calculated in this fight, in my opinion, similar to Ruiz too.
Tundi, that style will not work with Francis Ngannou. And I'm going to explain to you. All right? And I'm going to explain to you why it won't work, Tom. I'm going to tell you why it won't work. The apprehensions of the what if I'm in there, am I going to gas out? Am I going to go do this and that? That style, that kind of hit and hop it style, could work with a man that come in unfit, big fat man, never trained, bare tackle before the fight, tacos before the fight, and guacamole, different thing. My guy is going to come for him, right? He's going to come for him. And he's also, when he lets off his hands, the shots are hurtful to him. Don't remember what round was it? I think it was like round 8. He dropped Tyson Fury twice in that fight, you know.
Ooh, and God, he dropped him twice, bro.
He dropped him twice, right? So I'm saying, like, if AJ can keep it tight, and every movement that he sees from my guy pops a hard jab and pops a hard 1-2, then moves off. Tundi, you don't think so?
I'm telling you, honest, I'm telling you again. AJ has got a box.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm not telling you.
He's got a box. The way he boxed, he's got a box like he's running from them 491 man in Peckham. He's running away from them. He has to box his way for consistently for 10 rounds. AJ, we know, has got power. AJ, we know, can fight. He's got heart. You know, even when people talk about the stoppage loss to Ruiz, he was on his feet. He got clapped on the back of his head. And that, you know, was partly the reason for him falling on the floor. Obviously, off of a shot, but the shots to the back of the head really moved him to the floor. But AJ was still fighting. He's still rocking. We know the Dillian Whyte left hook, everyone talking about that. The Povetkin left hook, the Alexander Usyk left hook. You know, this is
Andy Ruiz left hook to me. The Andy Ruiz left hook, it was gone.
And then the Klitschko right hand. But more than often, it's the left hook. So the hook is obviously an issue here. The uppercut is the shot that I'm telling you, Spencer. I'm telling AJ. I'm telling KD. I don't know about these men breaking down fights and everything like that and sitting down watching tapes, because it's all energy. When you get one thing tape analysis can't do is teach you a man's energy. That's what I'm telling you. So you can tape analysis, but it's who's in front of you. I'm sure there's many a people who had studied Floyd with tape analysis. That ain't, it's more than that. It's a spiritual thing. It's the energy which is in front of you. And there is no doubt that Francis Ngannou is bringing an energy to this fight, which AJ has to match and defeat. He has to match it and defeat it. And I feel that this has to be a cerebral fight. The more and more I look into the Tyson Fury fight, I'm even going to go so far to say Tyson Fury, despite, as Spencer Brown has told us yesterday or today, Fury didn't sleep for 3 days. That's what he's saying. Going into that fight, he was there. He said he couldn't sleep. I'm saying the thing what brought Tyson Fury through that fight was his IQ. AJ's a different fighter. AJ is not a Tyson Fury. AJ can literally take you out with one punch. And I just hope and pray that the overconfidence that he's built up in these... Not overconfidence, the confidence that he's built up in these three fights won't allow him to just go in there and give a fight for the fans. And a fight. It may turn out to be like that, but it's definitely something I wouldn't be engaging in from the off, because we know, one thing we know is that Ngannou's strong. Ngannou's got power in both hands. And it's a fight that I feel that AJ can definitely win with a left foot, right hand. That's the shot for Ngannou. Left foot, right hand. The left foot, right hand will do the business. Clean. It's got to be a clean one as well.
One of our friends, Kerry White, she always posts our stuff. You know Kerry White. She said, can AJ keep his composure if and when he hits Ngannou, and if he doesn't flinch, or will that blow his mind?
Say that again, sorry, Spencer.
She said, can AJ keep his composure if, when he hits Ngannou, and he doesn't flinch, will that blow his mind? Like, if he hits Ngannou with a hard shot and he doesn't get the desired effect, will that put apprehension and doubt in his mind? That's what
I'll be honest with you. I don't think Ngannou can consistently take AJ's clean shots. So I'm not too worried about that. I know if AJ lands consistently, Ngannou's going to sleep. I don't care if he's got the hardest chin and he's shown that he's got the hardest chin up until this point. There's no way you can take the power of Anthony Joshua over 10 rounds. No, it ain't going to happen. But then the same also applies to Anthony Joshua. You don't want to take those uppercuts. I'm saying it before this thing happens. The uppercut. I'm telling you before it happens. The uppercut. And I know that the team is watching. So I'm just hoping and praying that they will go back and they will heed these words, what I'm saying. Because you know when I'm talking about boxing, you know how my mouth is. And I'm saying, I'm nervous. Someone's saying Tunde's nervous. I'm nervous. This is a day. You know, this fight has got Joe Joyce vibes on it. Joe Joyce against Zhang Bad. When that fight was made, I said it. I remember Ant publicly said it. Why is Joyce taking this fight?
Yeah.
And this is the vibes what I'm getting as well. Obviously, it's money in it. Obviously, we know the money. But again, I say, listen, you can never have too much money. And some people, like Warren Buffett, that's their game in making money. So it's never a case of having too much money. It's the legacy. But I'm like, this is a very, very, I don't believe, as you've told us, Roy Jones has said, it's going to be an easy fight. I don't think this is an easy fight, friends. I think this has got to be a very, very calculated fight. And one where AJ could win. He could even win it early if he goes the kamikaze route. But going the kamikaze route, you're going to leave yourself open.
Well, no. What Roy Jones was saying is like, he said he believes that people are getting, they're saying there's an echo on the thing. He was saying like, people are getting too taken aback with what Ngannou done with Tyson Fury, saying that he doesn't believe that, you know, Tyson Fury can blow hot and cold. He's trying to say that it could be a massive different proposition now that you're in with AJ, because this is anti-Joshua's discipline. And like I said before, I believe that this is the first time where Anthony Joshua is in a big fight, a real big fight, but he's the guy that's going in there with a greater experience in that discipline. And because this is anti-Joshua's discipline, and you have to look at the resume of Anthony Joshua, it's freaking excellent, you know, Tom. It's a really good resume that he's got.
Yep. Right? Beat Oscar Wallin twice.
Yep.
As an amateur.
Well, I'm not even buying the Otto Wallin thing. Forget about that. Right?
No, listen.
I'm
saying,
listen.
Beat Zilian Zhang in the quarterfinal, who is also in a great matchup of the Olympics. Won the Olympic gold medal, just a stone throw away from my house. Stop Joe Joyce in the amateurs. Beat Fraser Clark in the amateurs. Mm-hmm. Beat our brethren Dominic Akinlade. Remember Dom?
Yep.
Beat Dom. Yeah. AJ's certified. Only lost three fights as an amateur, and only lost up until this point three fights as an amateur, as a professional. Three fights as a professional. AJ definitely has the pedigree, the experience, everything behind him. But as like I always say, it is called boxing, but when all said and done, it's a fight. AJ says it as a lot as well. He says, "Bro, it's a fight." And there's one thing we know. Francis Ngannou can fight. This is what makes this fight so exciting.
Tony, I want to ask you this question. Do you think Anthony Joshua is smart enough to old man Ngannou at this fight, like what Tyson Fury did?
That's a fantastic question. The answer to it is a resounding yes. The question is he smart enough to block out the noise? You know? And when he does get hit and goes into fight or flight, survival mode, that's when we're going to see. When he gets hit hard, it's like, all right, cool. Are you going to just move around the ring and say, all right, cool, I'll get you back? Or are you just going to go straight in and start trading?
Mm.
I definitely
don't know.
I definitely not Anthony has the capability to box two orders and two a game plan. Definitely, as he done it in the second Ruiz fight, and he could do it again. We don't have enough tape to study of Francis Ngannou to actually say what he is or isn't going to do, Spence. So even though you've made the point about him fainting and dipping, it's been a few months since Fury. He could have added more to his game. I'm sure he's added more to his game. Coach has said he's adding more to his game. So really, I think this fight is a harder fight. Same opponent, but I think it's a harder fight for AJ than it was for Tyson Fury. Because yes, Tyson Fury didn't have no footage to study. But now you can go into the fight thinking, all right, cool, we got 10 rounds to look at. You start working towards those 10 rounds. But it's just like when you go in the gym, you know, we've all been there, Spence, and a little man just walk off the road. The first couple of rounds, you don't even know what he's doing. And then you just have to manage him up with a jab to the belly.
Yep, and hook.
You manage him up, and that's what AJ's got to do. Stab him to the belly. That's a shot that I feel could pay dividends for AJ. Stab him to the belly, see how he responds to that a few times, and then work off of that.
Yeah, but Tun, what I'm trying to say is like this. When AJ stabs him to the belly, yeah, Tun,
yeah,
he bends his whole body to go to him. He can't stand up like and throw a jab to the belly, you know? He doesn't do that. AJ bends down to throw the jab to the belly.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. No, it's just got to be. Go on, Spence.
But when he does bend down to throw the jab to the body, yeah?
Yeah,
he's left hand. He better have this hand here. I'm telling you this now.
Yeah.
Furthermore, in training camp, I would have just strapped AJ's hand, say, listen, because he ain't getting through with that shot. And now, like everything else.
Listen, the reason. Sorry, I don't want to cut you. Carry on.
That's right.
Now, that ain't going to work for this fight. Whether they've been holding his right hand to the tele, that ain't gonna, bro, it ain't, these things are art, takes years for it to finally be in the system. You ain't gonna just be training with a man two fights and then you're holding your right hand there, because guess what, after round four you're going back to normal. It takes time. It just takes time. But I feel that even though it does take time to add in certain attributes to a fighter, I still believe Anthony Joshua has all the tools to do the job. I am just not happy that this fight is happening. That's what I'm saying. I'm nervous. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't expect AJ to be nervous. Of course not. He's been there, done it, got the T-shirt. He's confident. But there must be something. There must be a transmission of energy that's being felt between AJ and Ngannou when they're standing face to face.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
when this fight was first announced, Yeton, when it was first announced, I was saying to myself, this fight, big up Joe Barrow, enjoying the show as ever. Press the likes, folks. Press it. And subscribe if you haven't. Right? Yeah. And I was saying, when it was first announced, I'm saying Anthony Joshua is going to obliterate him. Right? And certain times, and I remember saying that, and like, after you start watching other things and little doubts start creeping in, and when Tundi said, nah, I'm a bit nervous for this fight, you know, then I'm thinking, bruh, what does Tundi see that I ain't seen? Right? But Anthony Joshua, I'm going to be real, is meant to obliterate Francis Ngannou. He's meant
to. Why do you say that, though? Why is he supposed to obliterate him? We're not talking about Jake Paul, no Paul brothers, you know. We're talking about a combat fighter. It ain't easy like that, Spencer. I'm sorry. You can't. This ain't no Jake Paul KSI fight. It ain't. This is a man that's been fighting his whole life. This is a man who's been fighting his whole life. You can't be telling me that, oh yeah, because he's a boxer in his discipline, he's just gonna go in there and befuddle Francis Ngannou. Come on now. Let's be real. Let's go be honest. It's not gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. So AJ just gonna go in there, start shimmying, busting little shoulder rolls. All right, cool. You try that.
I never said that. I said that he's meant to obliterate him because you're Anthony Joshua.
Obliteration. It ain't no obliteration. This ain't no, because you know why? There's no evidence. There's no evidence of Ngannou being obliterated. There's no evidence. And that's not to say he can't be the first man to do it. I'm just.
It's a boxing match, bro.
All right. Let me ask you a question. If Francis Ngannou was in the ring with Joseph Parker, what will happen? Come on. I'm waiting, fam.
The man that I saw on the night of thingy against Tyson Fury, I told you, I went in the change room afterwards and I was in awe of the man's size.
What would happen if Francis Ngannou were to fight Joseph Parker?
Nah, he broke up Joseph Parker.
Did AJ knock out Joseph Parker?
No, he didn't.
Okay then. So don't be telling me that this is no obliteration fight. It ain't gonna happen like that, Spence. It's not happening like that. This ain't no little weak belly Otto Wallin who knows he's gonna lose. It ain't. It ain't Franklin that just looked like he come out of the weed house. It's not that. It's not that. I'm just being honest. This is a combat fighter. He's a combat fighter. So I'm telling you, AJ is going to win. That's where my heart is. Anthony Joshua is going to win. I'm just not falling for the okey-doke that this is going to be an easy fight. I feel there may be some rough moments, and I feel that the antennas have to be on for this fight with AJ at all times, because this man, his fingernails, his nails and his fingers punch hard. Bro, I've been studying this brother. He knocked, the way that he licked out Overeem, yeah? The same brother that was on our show.
Yeah.
And that guy is a serious fighter. Remember?
He's a very serious fighter, but he's at the tail of his career. But he's still vicious.
Let me tell you, I don't forget what he said. Remember, he was on this show disrespecting boxing and said that boxers cannot test MMA fighters. Remember? I don't forget, Spencer. He said it. He said there's no way boxing can't test MMA. He got licked at by Francis Ngannou. He got iced by Francis Ngannou. I'm nervous, and I'm good to have nerves, because nerves is good for fighters. I'll be honest with you. Nerves is good for fighters. It brings something out of them. Off times, not everyone, but certain top level fighters like Anthony Joshua, I believe, that little nerves or anticipation, I think is very good for him. I think it's very good for him. I don't know why this thing is still echoing. Maybe if I turn the mic down a little bit. I feel it's good for AJ because what I believe is that it will make him sharp. It will make him sharp, Spinny. Let me turn the mic down a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Cousy. Overeem was at the end of his career, and he was when he got licked out. He was at the end of his career. No,
Mike Tyson was at the end of his career. People still couldn't really nail him to the floor.
What are you talking about? He got stopped by Danny Williams.
But what I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to think. Yeah, Danny Williams. He did. Danny did break him up. Danny did break him up. Still, that hurt me. And I'm not even gonna go into AJ. I mean, Tyson fighting Jake Paul because I'm not watching no Tyson. I'm just telling you, I'm not watching no Tyson fight. Never again. If that fight takes place, I'm not watching no Tyson fight. Because that's just nah. But anyway, let's not get into that. Let's just keep this thing going. So, what are the keys for Francis Ngannou?
The keys for Francis Ngannou.
And let me just be clear. I still believe Anthony Joshua is going to win. I've just highlighted, and I think that's fair to highlight. We can't be biased and just go, oh, AJ, AJ, AJ. You know, we have to be fair playing on this show. And I'm just highlighting the danger that is present in this fight. And the danger that is present is not the hook, it's the uppercut. Remember, I said it. It's not the hook, it's the uppercut. All right, cool. So let's go on to Francis Ngannou. What are Francis Ngannou's keys to victory? How do you see him pulling off, which some may say will be one of the biggest shocks in boxing history, but I don't feel it would really rank up there. I don't think it would be a shock. I'm being honest with you.
I think for Francis Ngannou, it's the jab hook, right? Very basic, but that's the shot for him. And that uppercut, because I'm thinking, I was watching that Overeem fight the other day, and that was vicious, you know?
It's not just that, you know? Just go type in Ngannou knockouts. And I guarantee you, he will come back on this show and say, boy, Ton, I'm not too sure about this fight.
You know? I watched it on YouTube. I watched it. The man is a monster.
Bro.
Right?
Even when he goes like this. Bro, this guy's a serious guy. I'm telling you. Don't mess about with this guy. This guy is coming for danger. Can he outbox Anthony Joshua? That's a question that probably many wouldn't think I would ask, but can he outbox Anthony Joshua?
No, he can't.
Can he present a style to Anthony Joshua that Anthony Joshua has never faced before?
Because Anthony Joshua's never been in with someone. I watched his fight against Tyson Fury. I don't know what's wrong with YouTube, you know? Because the fight happened ages ago, they better upload the whole fight properly, not no little clippy cloppy clips.
They're greedy, you know what I mean? Man. They just want more views and then clip up the team.
You know what I mean? They should have released that fight. I would say Ngannou won't be able to outbox Anthony Joshua, right? Because okay, even though
can he present anything to him that AJ has never seen before?
Yes, he can. You know what I mean? The physical presence and that punching power. Now, when we look on the punch, he's beating with punches, but tail end of Klitschko's career, Klitschko won a puncher no more. Klitschko was a tactician. You know what I mean? Yes. Tail end of, right, you know what I think he's gonna cause Joshua trouble, yeah? I was ringside for the Povetkin fight, yeah? And Povetkin stuck it on Joshua, you know that.
Uppercut hook. Listen to what I'm telling you. Study the fight.
Uppercut hook. Right. And I remember I was sat with, it was me, Coogan Cassius from IFL and Trish Dixon, former editor of the Boxing News. Right. And we all sat together and it was like at the end of the first, I think the end of the first round, we all looked at each other like, what's my man dealing with? Because he was clapping Joshua with some hard shots. He busts up Joshua's nose as well.
That's right? Why I say Anthony Joshua is very tough. Very tough. He's tough.
Yeah, yeah. And he took some really, really hard shots in that fight because he was coming for man. And I think if Francis Ngannou employs that same style of saying, right, I am just going to come for you. No longer, I'm going to come for you. And we're going to see. I'm going to bring you into my territory. And when he's up close with AJ, he's meant to hold him, similarly to what Larry Holmes did to Michael Spinks in their rematch in 86, when like he ran out to Michael Spinks and he does that shit on the floor, right? Them kind of to break a man's momentum to think, rah, I'm in with a man that's strong. Okay, time for me to box, time for me to do something. But I also think a key shot for Francis Ngannou is the overhand right, Tunde.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No.
Yeah, I do.
Can I just say, one of the reasons why I asked you that question, Spencer, because I'll ask you another question. Has AJ ever faced a switch hitter in his career? In his 30-fight career?
No.
Is Ngannou a switch hitter?
Yes.
You man, I hope these people don't understand the homework in this thing. You're not listening to what I'm telling you. You're not listening to what I'm telling you. I hope AJ was sparring with both Orthodox and Southpaw for this camp. Because this man is coming with the unexpected. He's coming with the unexpected, and he's coming with the unexpected with power. But I'm selling these man's fat. But I'm making this. I'm giving these man extra pay per view rights.
Let me get the boom box. I got to ask some real legends of the game. You know, I'm gonna get them so you lot can hear it.
Yeah. So I'm saying there are a lot of things which I feel Francis Ngannou is gonna bring to the fight where AJ's never really had to face that. He may have in the gym, but you don't usually get big guys doing this, Spence. Doing what Francis Ngannou doing it, even having the confidence to do it to the undefeated lineal champion Tyson Fury in his first fight, Spencer. But I'm telling you, we smell trouble in this fight here. I'm making people think. It's all right just hearing that. We have to think. Spencer's drawing for the black book.
Yo,
superstar.
Oh, go on.
Mr. Lennox Lewis. I got a real quick question to ask the legend, right? The last man to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And as Lennox Lewis used to famously say, No guy test. Len.
Yeah.
How's Anthony Joshua going to be Ngannou? Because you've been ringside for Ngannou's fights when he fought Tyson Fury. How's Anthony Joshua going to beat him?
Well, you know, he's gonna box, I guess. You know, he's gonna box. He does what he's gonna do. What he does best, and that's box.
Okay.
Lennox, can I ask a question?
Olympic champion. And we're talking about a man that's beat a lot of people. So, you know, he knows how it's done. That's his life, boxing. This is a man that's come out of UFC. And now he decides that he wants to box him and basically only has one fight.
Gunton.
Lennox. I can't remember Lennox. I can't remember too many fights in your career where you had to really put the boxing on a hole and just swing it out. But I'm sure there were one and two.
The Ray Mercer fight.
What fight?
The Ray Mercer fight. Go watch that. Mad Boy fight.
But if that were to be the case, tomorrow night, could we be looking at a different result and a different fight?
Well, you know, that's what's the exciting thing about boxing. Boxing is a sport. There's always drama. And for that fight, there's drama already in the press conference. So for that particular fight, I imagine there'd be a lot of drama because, you know, two foes that haven't fought each other. And, you know, the first few rounds, they're going to be trying to figure each other out. And, you know, I predict that Anthony Joshua will be moving around the ring, using the ring up.
Similar to what Tundi was saying. Tundi was saying that he could see Anthony Joshua boxing like how he fought Ruiz in the second fight. Just box, move, you know what I mean? That kind of style.
Yeah, I mean, that's the safe way, you know, and right now I see him being safe. It makes sense to be safe because, you know, there's a undisputed fight hanging there and a potential fight in the future.
Okay. Well, Mr. Lennox, I mean, because it was a blind call, I'm very, very grateful that we've got the last undisputed heavyweight champion of the world that's just blessed the fighters, right? So what's your prediction for the fight, champ?
The big guy's going to win.
Okay.
smart. That sounds like a money shooter answer.
You got to look at this. You know, you're dealing with the pedigree. Anthony Joshua is the pedigree in this fight. You know, he's got the pedigree, and he's got the speed, he's got the boxing ability, and, you know, my money would be on him. But Ngannou is a guy that is very strong, very accurate. He's a fighter. And, you know, don't sell him short one bit because, you know, look what happened to Tyson Fury. So, you know, Ngannou can fight and you know he can punch.
Yes, Lennox. Listen, big man, not going to keep you. Thank you for blessing the show. I'll be keeping you abreast of what's going on tomorrow. I'll be phoning you right throughout the show to make you know what's going on. I hope that you're watching it as well because I'll be sat down glued watching it. All right then, Mr. Lennox, thank you so much. The lion himself. Big up Al Cruel.
Yes, sir. Listen.
Big up, Lennox. Big up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Black Book does it again. We just drew for the last undisputed heavyweight champion in the world. Echoing what I'm telling man on this thing. I told you, bro, man, it's like you're not listening to what I'm telling you. We best be boxing this fight. Don't try use the pedigree that you have, AJ. The fact that you've been there, done it, you got the t-shirt, it's your discipline. You're not going MMA, boxing, boxing is your discipline. You've done everything in the sport. Use that experience to your benefit. Do not go in a shootout with this brother. I'm saying it over and over and over again. Mine out for the left uppercut. Mine out for the right uppercut. Those are the shots I'm telling you that are very, very dangerous. I'm telling you, bro. Good question. Who hits harder, Ngannou or Ngannou? One of both men's last performance, I'm going to say Francis Ngannou.
Sorry, Mr. Roy Jones. Really quick one, sir. Sorry to disturb you. The legend that is Roy Jones. Yeah, Roy. Can you just break down for the people in the UK, yeah? Who's going to win tomorrow night, sir? If you can, sir, really quickly.
Tomorrow night is a very difficult fight, but for me, I like Anthony Joshua because he's the true boxer. I don't think Ngannou has experience to deal with a true boxer, but he can't get caught. If he gets caught early, he allows Ngannou to get in the fight, then Ngannou can be a problem. That's how he got into the fight with Tyson Fury. He caught Tyson Fury and dropped him. And gave the cover he needed to sustain the whole 10 rounds. Because normally he shouldn't even be able to last 10 rounds. So if Joshua goes out and fights smart, box him early, go give him a big shot. Give him to about the third or fourth round, get a piece of pace upon him. Make him feel out of his element. Then you're going to beat him. But if you go out and let him get comfortable and let him have his way, then you're going to use the same problem he gave Tyson Fury. Only reason he gave Tyson Fury problems is because they let him get comfortable. You can't let an uncomfortable guy get comfortable into an entertainment outfit.
So what do you think, like, because my co-host Tunde Ajayi is saying with Anthony Joshua, he's got to be very wary of those uppercuts from Francis Ngannou and also those left hooks. Would you agree with that, Roy? The legend that you are, would you agree? Okay.
Of course, yes, I would agree.
So
this other part people fail to look at, right? This give Anthony Joshua a chance to get up on Tyson Fury, because most people feel Tyson Fury lost in height. So he can go out and not only beat him, or if he can stop Ngannou, he has the up now on Tyson Fury. And this is what people are looking for. This is what he's looking for.
Yeah, because we know the strength, because we were there ringside for when Ngannou fought Tyson Fury. We know the strength of Ngannou is very strong. And like, what we saw with Anthony Joshua, he's been on a rebuild, but he's been improving on his rebuild, especially like he's had three fights now since losing to Usyk, and he's continually getting better. Yep. Right.
Yep.
Do you think that Anthony Joshua has to be the best Anthony Joshua to get the victory tomorrow night over Francis Ngannou? And what are the things that Anthony Joshua will need to do to secure victory?
He does not have to be the best Anthony Joshua, because Ngannou is not the best heavyweight that he's been in front of. What he has to do is be a smart Anthony Joshua and go at the fight with a good technique. He has to go at the fight with a good game plan and a good technique. The technique is, do not let Francis Ngannou get comfortable. Do not trade with Francis Ngannou, because he shows you that he can drop the heavyweight champ of the world, so he can drop anybody. So don't trade with him and don't let him get comfortable. That's all you got to do. This is the chance, this is the time that actor Anthony Joshua can box him just like he fought Andrew Reed's second fight. This is the guy you fight like this. That ain't how you should fight Andrew Reed, but this is how you should fight Francis Ngannou. Because Ngannou is a big puncher, but that's all he really had. He don't have boxing experience. So go out there, use your feet, use your leg, be smarter, hit and don't get hit. And you'll wipe the floor. But if you go out there trying to be macho man and fighting head on, he might get you out of this only chance he has. He'll get you out. So if you go out there doing it like he did, like he did Andrew Reed second time, which I didn't think he had to do that with Andrew Reed, but that's the choice he chose to make. So he fought Andrew Reed like Andrew Reed was a killer. So box this guy like he's a killer, because this guy is a killer. To me, ain't the puncher that ain't gonna live, he ain't even the present that ain't gonna win. So, and the reason is more of a boxer than a puncher. This guy's more of a puncher than a boxer. So the fight he fought Andy Reeves, he fought him like he was a real puncher, but he's not. But that's how you need to fight Ngannou, because Ngannou is a puncher. That's Ngannou's only chance is to be a puncher.
Very interesting. And lastly, before you go, Roy, I want to say people don't know that I believe it's tomorrow is your 21st anniversary for you becoming the WBA heavyweight champion of the world.
But this month is the 21st year. The heavyweight champion of the world. And it's so crazy, because look how much times have changed. I was a guy who was always entertaining more so than I was worried about fighting. I was fighting, that was second nature to me. I loved to fight. I wanted to fight the best fighter. So that wasn't even the question. The question was, what was I going to do to these top level fighters when you put them in front of me? That's what the question was. Now look how far boxing has gone back to them. Now we know how really a former world champion is going to do to a guy who's basically 0-1 in professional boxing. The question is this guy going to beat the guy who's 0-1? What does boxing come to? Oh my goodness. Really?
Roy Jones, like I said, I remember the night when you beat Ruiz for the world title. Yeah. Then I was in Vegas. Myself and David Haye watched that fight together. And I've never, ever seen a display like that. Never. That was
no fighter, and no fighter in to me, no fighter that was fighting then or right now could have beat Roy Jones Jr. that night. Roy Jones Jr. had his mind made up. Roy Jones Jr. had got the size to deal with any battle on the planet. Roy Jones Jr. was a complete masterpiece that night. That night, because he was eager to have something to prove and had a reason to fight for, Roy Jones Jr. was untouchable that night.
Roy, I'm going to end you on that note. Thank you so much for blessing the fight. It's right. The legend, Roy Jones Jr.
Yes, sir. Captain, you're not
that. Take care. God bless.
Yeah, you see me? I'm just listening. I'm just listening because this is a beautiful thing, you know, Spence. There's no show. There ain't no show on the planet Earth. There's no podcast, there's no TV network currently that has the ability to just phone the legends of this sport.
Come on.
In two phone calls, we have just had on the last undisputed heavyweight champion of the world and the other fighter, in many people's eyes, is one of the top three greatest fighters ever to do it.
Of all times.
Of all times.
Of all times.
In my top three. Three men I study. Now, I'm not even telling you who I study.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me.
I will tell you. Offline. I will tell
you. Yeah. You're about shut up.
That's me. But Roy, you can't test this together. This show is unmatched. I'm just letting it be known. It's unmatched. But anyway, forgive me for that. I feel that we've really given a case for both sides this evening.
We have.
Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua. May the best warrior win. And I think that all needs to be said on that. But we would be remiss if we don't touch on a few other subjects that have gone on this past day. Firstly, well, I don't know. It's up to you. We could touch the Ryan Garcia, Bill Haney and Dev.
Listen to me. I'm not touching the Ryan Garcia thing. I have no interest in talking about Ryan Garcia and Dev Haney. Yeah, man, you know why? Because I want to keep it. Because, like, I don't want to talk about nothing else. You know why? Because we've just been blessed with two legends, living legends of the game. For me to go talk about anything else right now is disrespecting that man there. That is Roy Jones Jr., right?
Now
I want man to realize
you know
that.
You know what? Me and you always go back and forth in love. I better pause the way I just said that.
People take it out of the way we
go back and forth. But this one here, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. There is no better way to finish the show than by having the last undisputed champion and the great of all greats, the one and only Roy Jones. Spencer Fearon, has been a magnificent show. Just under the hour. We will touch on AB and Bill and Ryan and Dev.
We'll touch on that tomorrow. When the fight's on tomorrow,
we'll touch on that tomorrow. Just to warm up the show.
It's long. Tomorrow is long. You know it's long. Just to
warm up the show.
Yeah.
But I will close by wishing Anthony Oluwafemi Olasini Joshua all the best tomorrow. And I wish Francis Ngannou all the best tomorrow. May both men return home safe to their families. And let's give everyone, all the fans, a great fight. Myself and Spencer will be doing a watch along. So you know it's going to be live. The watch along tomorrow.
Ali Josh is walking into the ring from 11 o'clock. His ring walk, yeah?
But no, they're saying it's 10:35 now.
10:35, okay. Yeah, well, it's 10:35. Well, that's good.
I think we'll start the show around 8 o'clock. I think because there's a Nick Wall fight. Well,
the thing is, my major, all I want to, no disrespect to all the guys who are fighting on the show, right? Because there's some good fights on there, right? That the Nick Wall's fight's a big boy fight, right? But Parker, that's gonna be a big boy fight, right? But for me to be totally honest, my major emphasis on this whole thing is Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou, right? Let's give it the so yeah, catch us by from what 8 o'clock? That's cool, right? We'll have enough time. Yeah, we'll have enough time to talk about Boron Gardner and AB. We'll have enough time to talk about Bill Haley. We'll have enough time to talk about the aliens and Ryan Garcia. We'll have enough time to talk about that because we're gonna need a lot of fillers tomorrow. But I am so grateful to be doing this show in our fourth year with my brother from another mother, Babatunde Ajayi. Tomorrow is gonna be lit. I'm telling you. Making sure that I'm buying it. Also, Tun, I'm thinking where do I buy it? Do I buy it on the Sky or do I buy it on the Zone?
Well, you got the Zone app.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Which one do I buy it on?
Sky. You've got Sky. I haven't got Sky.
Yeah.
All right. So I ordered it on the Zone app.
Yeah, I'm going to order it on the Zone as well so I can be in sync with you.
Yes. Definitely. Yep, tomorrow. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Spencer, it's been a great show. Let us end the show in exactly the same way we started it with the magical words of dream it, believe it, but most of all, become it.
Lennox Lewis and Roy Jones, come on up. Peace, two fingers, we out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.